This is CRI News. I'm Xiao Yi. Chinese President Xi Jinping has met with visiting U.S. President Donald Trump in Beijing. Xi Jinping says China-U.S. relations are important to the well-being of the two countries' peoples and the peace, stability, and prosperity to the world. The Chinese president also says that the two sides have agreed to strengthen communication and coordination on issues including the Korean Peninsula and Afghanistan. For his part, Trump expressed appreciation to Xi for China's warm welcome, saying that the meeting between the two leaders was excellent. The two presidents have also attended the China-U.S. Business Exchange Forum in Beijing. In the past 2 days, deals worth a total of $253.5 billion have been signed between the two sides, a record for bilateral trade relations. The grand welcoming ceremony was held for Trump in central Beijing on Thursday morning. Trump arrived in the Chinese capital on Wednesday afternoon for a 3-day state visit. Chinese President Xi Jinping says China and Vietnam should stay committed to seeking a fundamental and durable solution to their maritime issues acceptable to both sides through friendly consultation. Xi Jinping made the comment in a signed article published ahead of his planned visit to Vietnam. The Chinese leader also says the two sides need to fully and effectively implement the declaration on the conduct of parties in the South China Sea and actively advance the consultation on a code of conduct in the South China Sea and jointly uphold peace and stability there. Xi Jinping will pay a state visit to Vietnam and also attend the 25th APEC Economic Leaders Meeting scheduled for Friday and Saturday in the Vietnamese city of Da Nang. Meanwhile, Russian President Vladimir Putin says his country supports the idea of establishing a free trade area in the Asia-Pacific region. Putin made the statement in a signed article saying that such an FTA will enhance Russia's position in the Asia-Pacific market. Putin says over the past 5 years, the share of APEC economies in Russia's foreign trade has increased from 23 to 31% and from 17 to 24% in exports. Putin has also mentioned the idea to create the Greater Eurasian Partnership, suggesting forming it on the basis of the Eurasian Economic Union and the China-proposed Belt and Road Initiative. The Chinese premier has said that China will maintain the stability of its macroeconomic policy and continue reform and opening up in 2018. Li Keqiang made the remarks at a symposium attended by economists, entrepreneurs, and senior government officials. The government will further cut taxes and fees for companies to reduce institutional transaction costs. French President Emmanuel Macron has inaugurated the new Abu Dhabi Louvre Museum. The inauguration is seen as part of the UAE capital's efforts to position itself as a cultural hub for tourism. Surrounded by water from three sides, the museum houses 600 artworks it has acquired, alongside 300 works on loan from 13 leading French institutions in its 23 permanent galleries. The Abu Dhabi Museum was set up under a 2007 intergovernmental agreement between Paris and Abu Dhabi. The Syrian army and the allied fighters have liberated the city of Al-Bukamal, the last Islamic State stronghold in eastern Syria. The victory comes hours after the army started storming the city, which was the last IS stronghold in that part of the country. Al-Bukamal is important for IS due to its proximity to IS-held areas on the Iraqi side of the border, which have recently been stormed by the Iraqi army and allied troops. The IS militants have now lost all of their strongholds in Syria, maintaining just a few pockets in eastern Syria. At least 22 people were killed and 51 others injured when a passenger bus fell into a ravine in Pakistan's eastern Punjab province on Wednesday night. Local people, police and rescue teams rushed to the crash site and shifted the bodies and injured to hospitals in nearby cities. At least 18 people died on the spot, while 4 others succumbed to the injuries later. A hospital official said that 7 of the injured are still in critical condition. The bus was carrying 82 passengers to a religious congregation in the provincial capital of Ahore from Attock. This is CRI News. I'm Xiao Yi.